The Dennis Demining Group is an NGO that has 6 employees in the United States working to supply deposits of hundreds of unexploded war remnants. Last November, an 11-year-old boy was killed and 3 other children were injured near Bentiu when unexploded rocket-propelled grenades they were playing with suddenly exploded. Conwani, a team leader in the United States for Dennis Demining, or DDG, said they pawned hundreds of ordnance near the state army barracks.
Stockpiles we got here in the army barracks, they saw us. It's really so many things, and we identified them, and also we gathered together with the army, the soldiers, to sort out those who are safe to move. The army can take it because it is still useful.
One said they also pawned ordnance just 300 meters from a state-run radio station. He said removing or destroying ordnance is a very delicate operation.
The items are in 2 ways. Some of the items are unsafe to move, which is fired. You cannot remove it. You just destroy in a situation. And some of the items are safe to move. It has a fuse. It has a safety pin. It's not fired. You can identify it. Then you take to CDS to be destroyed in CDS.
Dennis Demining says Mayom County has the most unexploded ordnance in the United States. State officials said some of the mines were planted by rebels who took up arms against the government shortly before South Sudan declared its independence. That rebellion has seen ends, and its leader, Peter Gadet, has rejoined the SPLA. In December last year, authorities said a landmine destroyed both legs of a 10-year-old boy who was looking after cattle in Ras Nyibol, Mayom County. The miner said insecurity remained a major challenge to their work, especially in areas near the South Sudan-Sudan border. One said some communities in South Sudan even demand money for the mining group when they operate in their areas. Although there are no firm statistics on the number of landmine victims, it is believed that South Sudan has one of the largest number of amputees due to injuries during the civil war, as well as others injured by war remnants after the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005. For BOA News, I'm Bonifacio Taban in Bentiu.